We're in Simen Shin Yud Ches, the halachas of Bishul. We're in the middle of Sif Dalet. What we learned up until now was that the Mechaber told us that a dover yoveh shalon is bashal kol tzarko, dry food that was never fully cooked. The halacha was you couldn't even put it into a keli sheni, but you are allowed to pour onto it from a keli sheni. A keli sheni being defined as some water cooked in a pot on the fire, you transferred it from that pot into a bowl. You could not put raw food into it, but you can now pour from that bowl onto raw food. Says the Mechaber now that there's an exception. Chutz, where are you not allowed to rinse it from a keli sheni? Min hamaliyah chayoshon, from old salted fish, last year's fish. Umin hadag shenikra kulyasa ispanin, or there's another salty fish that's called kulyasa ispanin. She'enam tzrichim bishul ela ma'at. Really, they can be eaten raw. The problem is that they're very, very salty. The only way that you could possibly eat it then is by rinsing them off from a keli sheni. Vahadachoson, and rinsing them from a keli sheni, that gets rid of the salt. Hi gemar malachton. That is the gemar malacha, and you'll be chaya for bishul. Haga vuadin kol davar kosha sheina roi lachila klal b'lo shriya. The same would apply to something that is very that is very hard, and you couldn't eat it without soaking it. The osel ishroso b'shabbos deve gemar malacha. You couldn't soak it on Shabbos because it's gemar malacha, meaning even something that doesn't need cooking, but it needs to be soaked in warm water, you could not soak it because you're now making it edible. Now the Mishnah Brura brings up the Shiloh. What malacha are we talking about? He says this is the malacha of Bishul. The Prima Gadim learns that the malacha here is makah bepatish. The nafkamina between calling it Bishul or makah bepatish is what if you rinse it off with cold water? According to the Prima Gadim, it's still going to be a problem because you're making it edible. It's makah bepatish. According to the Mishnah Brura, there is no makah bepatish in foods. The only chiyuv is for Bishul. You'll only be chayiv if you're using Yad Soledes water. But if the water is not Yad Soledes bo, there couldn't be a chiyuv for simply rinsing off the salt. So, lamaisa, according to the Mishnah Brura, something that is inedible unless you rinse it, you would only not allowed to do that on Shabbos if you're rinsing it in hot water. If you're rinsing it in cold water, there would be no iser, because he holds there's no makah bepatish in ochlin. Something that only needs rinsing in cold water, and you happen to be using hot water. The Mishnah Brura brings a machlokas, he brings matirin, the taz is machmir, and the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura seems to be machmir. Now, at this point, the Mishnah Brura goes through the halachas of making tea on Shabbos, so he tells you to prepare a tea essence before Shabbos. And he says like this, to take tea leaves, whether in a bag or otherwise, and pour from a kli rishon onto them is a chashash daraisa, iruiz mevashel kedei klipa. To put the tea into a keli sheni is at least aser midrabanan. Not only that, but later we'll see that there could be a chashash daraisa. So what should you do? He says, like, take your tea bags. In his day, it was just taking the tea leaves, or people do that today as well. Pour hot water from a keli rishon onto the tea. Move around the bags or the tea leaves very well so the iri will get all over the place. Even better, if you can possibly heat up your tea bags, boil them up on the fire itself before Shabbos, that's even better. And then what do? After that, you pour off the liquid, let the tea bags dry out, and at this point, you're allowed to put it into a keli sheni on Shabbos because we're dealing with a solid that's been fully cooked before Shabbos. Another thing you can do that's even better is keep the tea essence with the water in it. Keep it on your fire, on your blech, your plata, whatever it is that you're using. Leave it there so that it'll stay warm. Since it'll stay warm, there's no bishul problem on Shabbos, because ain bishulach or bishul balach when it's still warm, according to the Ramah. We'll see this later. So here, the halacha will be that you're allowed to make tea, and there's an added benefit, which is a very interesting thing. It's a chumra that the bir halacha, that the Sharetzim brings up here. There's a machlokas later, we paskin ein tzviya ba'ochlin, that there's no iser tzoveya in foods. The iser of dying only applies to manufacture, it doesn't apply to food. Only applies to manufacture of materials, not of food. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there are those who are machmir. Therefore, really, you should always add the hot water to the tea rather than the tea to the hot water. Because when you add the tea to the hot water, you're dying it. It's just that Mi'ikra din, we hold it's mutter. It's a chumra not to do that. If you can keep your tea essence warm, then you're allowed to pour boiling water onto it on Shabbos. So you're better off doing that, keeping it warm. In which case you pour the water, if you keep it warm, you can add the tea to the water, or you can add the water to the tea. For tzviya, you're better off adding the water to the tea than the tea to the water. And since it's been warm the whole time, in bishel acha bishel, you can actually pour the boiling water onto it rather than the other way around. So if it's cold, you're going to have to put the tea essence in only after you pour the boiling water. So you should be placing it into a keli sheni rather than doing iri onto it. Whereas, if the tea essence is warm, then you're allowed to put the tea essence first and then pour the boiling water onto it because there's no problem of bishul, and this is better for tzviya. The Mishnah Berurah does not require you to go and make it in a kli shlishi so that you can put the tea in first and then pour from a keli sheni onto it. It would sound like he's not mechayev you to do that just for the chumrah of tzviya ba'ochlin.